Good morning and welcome to the Ask the Vet show. And we have a different doctor in studio today. It's Dr. Lindsay Heinrichs, or as she is now known by her married name, Bloomquist. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right.
Good morning.
Congratulations. I haven't seen you since you got married, and we were talking off air. Big honeymoon destination, Iceland.
It's a pretty cool place to go. Highly recommend it. It was amazing.
Okay. Is it icy like people think?
No. We had 40s. We were there at the end of October, beginning of November. They do have a saying over there, if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. Kind of like Iowa.
Yeah.
And we had just about every kind of weather, but it was pretty nice weather over there.
Cool. So yeah. you were telling me off air that you went from Minneapolis. Did you fly directly to Reykjavik or what?
They have a direct flight from Minneapolis to Reykjavik. It's only about 5.5 hours, 6 hours, depending on wind and all that stuff. And so it's not a bad flight.
So, okay, would that flight go over the North Pole to get to Reykjavik? Because I think Iceland is like off the coast of New York and Greenland and stuff like that. It takes longer to get to New York than it does to Reykjavik, according to you.
Yeah, so you go up over Canada and Greenland and then right into Reykjavik.
Whoa!
So, yeah.
See, we're getting travel tips with Dr. Lindsay Bloomquist.
That's okay.
It's going to take me a while to get used to that. Okay, so what are we going to talk about today?
So we are talking about some exotics today. One of my favorite exotics, actually. That would be pet rats.
What?
Yes! Rats are amazing pets. Most people think of them as, you know, the sewer rats and stuff. These are domesticated rats, so they're different than the rats that are going to be, you know, in the barns and all that. These are pets, and I prefer them over most of the exotics. They're one of my absolute favorites. They're very sweet creatures, and they do actually like to socialize a lot and hang out with you.
Okay, so there are a lot of probably bad myths. Not probably. There are myths associated with rats, and I typically think of the bubonic plague.
So definitely, these guys are clean creatures. Actually, they're cleaner than cats. They're very few. If you take them to the vet, make sure they've got a healthy, clean bill of health. They're going to be really good pets. You're not going to be getting diseases or anything from your
because
rats.
These are domesticated.
Yes. Yeah. So they are, you know, I mean, of course, anybody could, you know, have an illness, but if they get a clean bill of health, you know, from a veterinarian, then now you're going to have a healthy little pet. And they're good little pets. They like to be handled. They like to hang out. A lot of people have them just hang out in their pockets while they watch TV. They love to just cuddle and sit on shoulders. I used to have a couple that I took care of at a clinic, and they like to sit under your hair and just hang out on your shoulder. Yeah.
That would not be an issue with
me. Well, you know.
For girls
for
who
me,
have longer
yeah,
hair.
Yep. Okay. He liked to sit right under my shoulder and just hang out and watch the world go by.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So where would I go to get a pet rat?
So currently, actually, the Animal Rescue League here in town has come up with, they have several rats looking for homes right now. They're all pretty young, pretty friendly. They need a little bit more handling, but that's an easy thing to do. Just spend some time with it as you would with any new pet. They get used to you and they would be really great pets. Also, though, if you're going to get one, get two.
Because they're social, right?
They are. So they're social with us, but they're also social with each other. So they like to be in groups. Make sure you get boys and boys or girls and girls so you don't end up with a ton of baby rats. But
they really like to socialize.
They do socialize quite a bit. So, but they do like, they're very bonded with each other. They'll curl up and sleep together in little nest boxes and things. But they do like to be together. So it's better to have at least two so that they have a buddy when you're not home or when you're working and all that. So.
Yeah. Okay. So how big would a domesticated rat be?
Oh, they're not too big. You know, normally they'll fit in about the palm of your hand or so.
Really?
Plus the tail, of course. The tail's a little bit longer. I know that's a lot of times what freaks people out, but that tail's quite important. They use it for balance. So rats are pretty good climbers. If you look on the internet, you can see a lot of people have trained their rats to do different tricks and obstacle courses. Rats are very intelligent, so you can teach them to come to their own name. You can teach them their name like a dog, and you can teach them tricks. You can teach them to run through obstacle courses. They'll climb up onto certain things. A lot of times food is a good motivator for them. They're very food motivated.
Yeah.
So if you can work with them and spend time, they do like to learn things, so they can learn mazes, they can learn all sorts of stuff. So they're fun pets. They're not just something that you would, you know, let sit in a cage and do nothing. You work with them, you play with them, and they're quite fun.
Okay. We're going to take our first break here. We're talking about pet rats today. We have Dr. Lindsay Heinrichs, now Bloomquist, joining us from VCA Animal Hospital, the vet, and this is the Ask the Vet show. We'll be back with more.
Hi, this is Dr. Ashley Lottihoff with VCA Animal Hospital, the vet. We know your pet is an important member of your family, which is why our experienced veterinarians and friendly staff are dedicated to keeping your pets healthy and happy. Come visit us at 507 West High Street in Marshalltown and try us out with a free first exam for all new clients. Whether it's preventing illnesses with exams, vaccinations, and dental care, or providing specialized diagnostics, treatments, therapy laser, and acupuncture, we're here for you. We welcome the opportunity to meet you and your pets, so please visit our website at vcaanimalhospital-thevet.com or call us at 641-753-5486. That's 641-753-5486 to schedule your appointment.
And welcome back. You are listening to the Ask the Vet show with Dr. Lindsay Bloomquist. And she is with VCA Animal Hospital, the vet. This is the Ask the Vet show. We're talking about pet rats. So we were talking about the selection of rats at our very own Animal Rescue League. And they've got a bumper crop of rats out there ready to be adopted.
They would love to come home with you.
They would love.
They would. Absolutely. So if you are going to go out and adopt a rat, I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the basic husbandry, how to keep them. So they should be contained in some sort of a cage. The bigger, the better, because they are active. They like to climb. They like to check things out, and they like to have new things all the time to keep their little brains interested. But when they're not being supervised, they should be contained. Just, they're curious. They like to chew on things. The last thing you want them to do is chew through your favorite blanket or a power cord or something like that. You don't want anything like that. It could be quite dangerous if they're left unsupervised. But keeping them in a cage with some nice little paper litter at the bottom so that they can dig, they can burrow. Other cool thing about rats is you can litter train them. So they will go to the bathroom in one spot of their cage. You can teach them to go into just one area by giving them a different type of bedding. It helps them to associate that with bathroom breaks, and then it makes their cages a little bit cleaner. It also makes it easier to help clean up after them.
Yeah.
They also like to have little hammocks or boxes that they can go in and sleep in because they're not super active right in the middle of the day. They tend to get more active at night and first thing in the morning, and then sometimes in the evenings, if they're not played with too much, they will also have some nighttime adventures because they do like to be active at night too. So if they haven't been played with, sometimes they'll be a little more active in the middle of the night. So
yeah. So would you get them like an exercise wheel? I think of gerbils and hamsters.
Sure.
And stuff like that. They get on the wheel.
Yep. So exercise wheels are great. Those big, they do make balls big enough for a rat to roll around in outside of the cage. Another super awesome way to entertain them and make sure they stay exercised is to just do some supervised out of the cage handling, letting them play, you know, on your table or somewhere where you can make sure they're not going to fall off, but that they can climb, they can explore, they can hang out. Again, you can build little obstacle courses and train them with using little treats to kind of get them to do different sorts of things. It's pretty cool.
This is interesting. Every time you come, we talk about something a little different.
I like to keep it interesting.
I know you do. I know you do. So they're known, rats are known as exotics, you
they
said at the
one
beginning.
Of the exotics.
Okay,
yep.
So what classifies an animal as an exotic?
So they're going to be kind of your atypical pets. Anything that's not a dog and a cat, basically, or considered a large animal or livestock. So it's going to be your little pocket pets, your small critters, rats, other rodents, gerbils, guinea pigs, birds too, and lizards. But that just is a broad term for kind of the unique pets that we can have.
Okay, what's the average lifespan of a rat? Because I know a lot of people don't like to adopt animals or get animals. If you know, we had hamsters when I was a kid. They did not stick around.
Sure.
They just did not. I mean, we went through hamster after hamster after mm-hmm. hamster, and then finally we were like, they don't really have a long life in general. What about rats?
So they're unfortunately the same. About 2 to 3 years is an average for a rat. If they are well taken care of and we have them on the proper diet and the proper exercise so that they don't get too chunky because they love their food, then they can, go a little bit longer. But 2 to 3 is kind of the average lifespan for these guys, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there, because you are, I know you are involved in all kinds of adventure cat stuff and stuff like, is there like, because you found this all, was it on Pinterest? I'm trying to remember.
on for the adventure cats?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Is there something similar for rats? Is there like a society or a web page or someplace people go to find stuff out?
Oh, I'm sure there is. I haven't delved that much in, but I do know that you can harness train rats. You can put them on little harnesses, take them for walks. You and I were talking beforehand about there are rats in Africa that are actually trained to sniff out landmines. So they are on leashes and they go out and they sniff out and find landmines to make it safe for people to farm that land because those landmines can then be removed. So like I said, rats are really cool and you can teach them really cool things.
Wow, my goodness. I had no idea. I'm just going to say this. The only time I've ever seen a rat was recently, actually. I was in downtown Chicago, of all places.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going down an alleyway. We're going to my friend's apartment, college friend. And he goes, look at the rats. And I'm like, no, you hear about it. No. But those are obviously wild.
Those are wild rats.
Yeah.
We're talking domesticated.
Completely
rats.
Different.
Clean and friendly and want to be hanging around you.
Yeah.
So.
Do they like to be bathed?
Actually, a lot of rats do like to swim. If you have to introduce it to them, but a lot of rats do like to play in water. It's something fun for them, and they'll jump in and paddle around and then climb on back out. Of course, make sure you do that under supervision, because if they don't like it or they don't know how to get back out, we'd hate for something bad to happen.
And then when they eat something, they have to wait a half an hour before they go swimming. That's kind of the rule, right?
Actually, so that is an interesting fact about rats. Rats cannot vomit. They are not physically capable of throwing up. So that wouldn't be a problem for them. They'd be good. They're not. It's not in their biology. They cannot throw up.
They'd be okay.
Yeah, they would be just fine.
I'm not going to get a cramp. Don't worry about
it.
They'd
be good.
I'm good.
And their metabolism's way faster than ours.
Yeah. Wow, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. They like to eat all the time if they're allowed to.
So when a rat is born, and I'm trying to do, I'm in my mind's eye, I'm looking at, a typical, what are they, litters? How many rats are born to a mama?
So average is 12 at a time.
What?
And it takes them about a month to make those babies.
So the gestation period is a month?
Yep. Average of depending on the breed and species, we're looking at 20 to 25 days. Yeah.
My jaw is like... Well, I knew,
make sure you have boys with boys and girls with girls, or you're going to have a lot of rats really fast.
Holy smokes. A month. What's the gestation period of a rabbit?
Rabbits, they are a little bit longer. You're quizzing me.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Numbers aren't my strong
suit. That's okay.
That's why I have a list.
That's right.
I have a list.
Well, I know you always hear rabbits have a lot of babies.
Absolutely.
You know,
rats are even better at it.
Wow. 12 at a time.
12 is average. They can have more. I think the record is around 20. So
My goodness.
Yeah, imagine having 20 siblings all at once.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, you are going to need a bigger cage if you get
a way bigger cage.
If you get a mama and a papa in the same cage. And okay, what about healthcare? Let's say because you are a vet.
Absolutely.
Do people bring exotics to see you from time to time?
Absolutely. Normally, it's for something being wrong. My favorite way to see exotics, though, is as an annual health visit, just to have them checked up. Make sure their teeth are good. They don't have rats are pretty prone to teeth problems if they're not given the proper things to chew on. They, like rabbits and other rodents, their teeth are constantly growing. So they need to have the things to chew on to wear those teeth down. If their teeth can't wear down, they will keep growing, and they can cause problems with them being able to eat, close their mouth, and all that.
Yeah.
So doing regular health checks is a good way to just make sure they're healthy. We can catch any problems before they become something serious. And make sure that, you know, they're going to be safe to be around everybody, too, because, you know, just like any pet in our house, we want to make sure that they don't have anything that we can get and vice versa.
Yeah. Real quick, before we go to break, I've got a rodent teeth story happened to me last week. I'm walking into my house and I hear this fingernails on a chalkboard kind of. You know, that sound. And I'm like, where is that coming from? I'm looking around and it's up above me and I'm trying to figure out what that sound is. And I look and there is a very large squirrel literally in the gutter of my house right above me. And he is gnawing on the side of the gutter. Like, I mean, really? And I thought he was sharpening his teeth. He's probably doing the exact opposite. He's trying to wear him down.
Bit. Absolutely.
And it was loud.
Oh, I bet it was.
I was like, what the heck is that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But they'll chew on all sorts of things. A lot of them, I've seen squirrels chewing on bones before that, you know, out in the woods. But rats like to chew on wooden objects. So that's another thing. Make sure you check your cage regularly to make sure they're not doing any damage there. But a lot of the pelleted foods that they can eat are good for wearing down those teeth too. So that's a good regular diet is the pelleted diets because it helps to wear those teeth down and keep them in good shape so they don't have to destroy your furniture or anything.
But yeah, we don't want that.
Exactly. Your gutters.
Or my gutters in this case. Hey, we're going to go ahead and take a break. You're listening to the Ask the Vet Show with Dr. Lindsay Blomquist.
Correct.
And she is here with VCA Animal Hospital, the vet. We'll be back with more.
Hi, this is Dr. Ashley Lottihoff with VCA Animal Hospital, the vet. We know your pet is an important member of your family, which is why our experienced veterinarians and friendly staff are dedicated to keeping your pets healthy and happy. Come visit us at 507 West High Street in Marshalltown and try us out with a free first exam for all new clients. Whether it's preventing illnesses with exams, vaccinations, and dental care, or providing specialized diagnostics, treatments, therapy laser, and acupuncture, we're here for you. We welcome the opportunity to meet you and your pets, so please visit our website at vcaanimalhospital-thevet.com or call us at 641-753-5486. That's 641-753-5486 to schedule your appointment.
852 with Kyle Martin here and Dr. Lindsay Blomquist. And this is the Ask the Vet Show, our final segment, the Ask the Vet Show on, I should say, courtesy of VCA Animal Hospital, the vet. And we've been talking about domesticated rats as pets. And the Animal Rescue League, according to Shelley Nodlin, has some rats just waiting for you.
They would love to come home with
they
you.
They would love
they
it.
They really would. In pairs, preferably, if not more.
A nice little stocking stuffer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, they can be, you know, if children are taught how to handle them, they can be quite good pets for kids. Just, of course, with adults helping out, making sure that they're taken care of properly. But they are good pets for kids because they're not going to bite as often. If they're used to being handled and they're handled nicely, I would trust a rat to not bite more than a hamster. Sorry to the hamster lovers out there, but rats tend to be a little more friendly and a little less easily agitated. Hamsters can sometimes be a little more sassy.
Exactly.
Yeah. So yeah. Rats tend to be quite friendly little guys. They will sniff you a lot because their eyesight is not the best. So they do go more by smell, and their whiskers they use to kind of feel their environment a little bit.
Mm.
So their eyesight is not the best. So they're going to sniff and check you out a lot when you're handling them, but they're not going to bite. The only reason that they would is if they were scared, hurt, or if they mistake your hand for, you know, food. Sometimes they'll nibble on you a little to be like, why does your finger smell like peanut butter? They do like, you know, nuts and seeds as good treats. They're not a good stable diet because rats are really good at picking out what they like and what they don't. So the pellets we were talking about are the good stable diet. But then a mixture of fruits, vegetables, even a little tiny bit of cooked meat, they're omnivores, or they eat meats and vegetables. So they like all different kinds of treats. Those treats are really good for training purposes rather than as their whole diet sort of thing.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. The whole hamster thing. Now you got me thinking about when I was a kid. They fought. They did.
They can be sassy little guys.
There was a lot of kung fu fighting going on in our hamster cage. My brother and I were like, break it up. Hey, let's break it up. What? Okay, you go to your corner and you got... Yeah, that might be why they didn't last very long. I don't know. Yeah. They were always fighting. I understand. You talked a little bit about their diet. So it's primarily you would buy... the pellets. Now, are the pellets designed specifically for rats, or are they just designed for rodents in general?
Yep, so they are a rat-specific food. The nice thing, because laboratories have used rats a lot in the past, we have some really good formulated diets that are going to make sure they get all the vitamins and minerals that they need, and also that way we know, you know, this is what's going to give them the best health without giving them too much fat, because again, they're just like me. They like to pick out all the goodies and leave all the healthy stuff behind.
Oh, no.
It's hard to be healthy sometimes. So making sure that they eat a complete diet is going to be, you know, what's best for them.
And then
just little tiny bits of the good stuff.
Are the rats, the domesticated rats, are they typically, and I have no idea. The ones I've always seen are almost albino type. I mean, their eyes are all kind of reddish almost.
Sure. So you're thinking a lot of like the laboratory style.
That's what I'm thinking?
There are albino pets that you can get, albino pet rats. There are all different breeds of rats, actually. One of the most common breeds that a lot of people like is called the Dumbo rat. So they have really big ears, which makes them look really cute. What you're going to see most commonly is more of the hooded species. So that's a breed, I suppose I should say. And they're your typical brown and white spotted rat. And so that's the most common type. They're very friendly little guys. And so they might be common, but they've got a lot of personality to them. Each rat has a different personality. Some are more outgoing and some are a little shyer. Some want to just hang out in your pocket while you watch movies.
Okay, this is a dumb question, but I can dress my dog up at the holidays. He doesn't like it, but sometimes we do. Can you dress up your rat? Do they have little outfits?
Oh, I'm sure you could find a little outfit for a rat. Absolutely. Now, whether they chew it off or not, I don't know.
That's a good point.
It would depend, but if they make harnesses for rats, I'm sure they make little outfits too.
All right, I'm just imagining a little cowboy outfit.
It'd be cute. Hey, you could dress them as a cowboy and then run them through a cowboy obstacle course.
There you
or
go.
Something.
All right. Well, that is about our time today. You've
there
done
we go.
As always. You do a great job
when
you fill in. It's a lot of fun. I got to get used to your last name. It's okay when I see
we'll
you. When I see you again. That is our Ask the Vet show. Thanks so much for having us on today, and we're going to catch up with ABC News Ask the Vet with Dr. Lindsay Bloomquist from VCA Animal Hospital, the vet. ABC's coming up.